Hey, we're fortunate enough to have a Silicon, aka Cody Nielsen, in the house for Tools of the Trade. Thanks for coming along, my man.
That's all good.
Let's hit this thing and make it official.
It's time for Tools of the Trade. I don't know.
All right. Wow, we're very, very, very lucky to have snagged Silicon, aka Cody Nielsen, who is back on the ball for going global. That's the next thing on the horizon for you, I guess.
Yeah, this weekend.
And you've brought in, it's a complete surprise to us, but it's an absolutely brilliant surprise. It's one of the new Roland mini-series, and it's the vocoder, which you say is replaced an old vocoder of yours?
I had this old one. I've got a few, but they're all kind of different and like kind of noisy and stuff.
Yeah.
Like from the 80s. And
this is brand spanks. This is like this year, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, this is quite new.
For someone like me that doesn't know a lot about a vocoder...
Start at the beginning.
Than I imagine Black Moth Super Rainbow to have a lot of vocoder on the vocals, what is a vocoder?
It's kind of like just a synth that you kind of talk through. It sort of makes your voice sound like a synth, I guess.
It tracks to the musical notes, essentially, doesn't it?
Yeah, so...
Oh, hang on. Let's make you live. It's live enough.
Hey. Hello. Hey. Hey. Hey, hey. Are you getting this?
Yo. We can hear it.
Hey, hey, hey. Break down.
So Cody's... Hear it. Attached to the vocoder is a cute little keyboard.
Could you hear that, Cody?
Yeah, I can hear it.
This item's about the length of a forearm. How do you use it? Essentially,
I got these. It's got like a little keyboard that you can like attach it to, but I kind of use it as a module,
right?
And you just plug it into your own synth, like with MIDI,
right.
So yeah, I just usually use it like that.
So it takes whatever your song's doing and runs it through there without having to play the keys.
Oh no, I'm still playing the keys, but I can sort of use my kind of proper size keyboard to play it.
Right on.
Whereas, yeah, this is sort of just for portability, I guess.
Cool. What intrigued you about vocoder? How come you wanted to go down the vocoder route?
I don't know. I've always used vocoders because I just like the sound of them, and you can just get just cool tones that my voice can't get and stuff, and I can hit notes that I can't usually sing and stuff like that.
Sweet.
And just the harmony as well. Like, you can play a whole chord.
Mm.
And I just think it's really cool because I already play the keys, and it just adds something else to.
So you have a lot of the keys sound come through, and then your vocals will just sort of texture on top of the key sound that's already there. Is that sort of how you roll?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. But with these new songs, like there, a lot of them are just all vocoder,
right?
So I'm just kind of playing the stuff on the keyboard and sing it as well.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
there's no natural voice.
Right on. Okay, sweet. Sweet.
Is the vocoder, is it something that you just use at home, or do you take it out and use it in a live situation as well?
Just use it live as well, I guess. I've sort of been using different ones through the years, like with my different setups, I guess. But
sounds like this new stuff's quite vocoder heavy.
Yeah. It's just more, I'm just getting more into the keyboards, like with the new songs, I guess.
Do you use any vocoder when you're playing with Beck?
No, not the vocoder, but I've played the keys and stuff like that, but I've never thought to use that with her live. But I think Neil Finn did, actually.
Wow.
Played with her with the vocoder. at some stage. It was quite cool.
Sweet. Is this? Can you run external audio through this and use it as a vocoder, or is it? Does it? You know what I mean? Is it one of those ones?
Yeah.
I think you can.
Yeah. You can.
Roland released a whole series of these, basically these kind of new old modules like the Juno and
It
sort of just made them super portable. Ladies and gents, I'd say it's about the size of an episode of an encyclopedia, should we say? Hey, should we listen to one of those new tunes that you've got so everyone kind of gets the gist of where you're
at? Yeah. All right.
Man, we're very, very fortunate. Give us a lowdown, like what the song might be called, or if you don't have a name, usually our texters are real keen to name songs. So.
Okay.
How long has this been in the works? Is this something that you've sat on for ages and been working on for a long time, or is this something that is going to see the light of day soon? Or
I'm not sure when it's going to come out, but it's kind of from a new album. I've been working on a few new albums, but this is sort of one of the finished songs anyway, I guess. But it's called Breakdown.
It's got a name. There you go, everyone. Sucked in. You can't name it.
You can still name it if you want.
5295, rename it.
Okay. It's called Breakdown, and this is the world premiere. Okay. See ya.
Wow.
Lovely. So that, what was that song again? Breakdown?
Breakdown, yeah, that's called Breakdown.
Right on. Hey, and yeah, we could hear definitely a lot of gnarly vocal manipulation in there. It sounded like maybe you double tracked as well, like a lower part and a high part together, perhaps?
Yeah, it's kind of like the octave, like a lower octave. That's sort of what I mean, like my voice doesn't, I can't sing in that lower octave.
Yeah, yeah. Get that nice deep vibe going on. Do you, I know I was curious, since we're talking about like you've got a new piece of kit, do you, when you get it, does that sort of open the doors to new possibilities? You're like, hey, this is actually mint, and then all of a sudden a song will just crawl out of that?
Yeah, sometimes, I think, yeah. Most of the time, actually.
Right.
I just sort of, I don't know, new gear can like just have heaps of new like options, I guess.
I find gear quite inspiring, especially like the first couple of the honeymoon period. It's a beautiful time.
Yeah, no, it's definitely good. I mean, you can use anything to make music, but it's kind of like, that's the thing, eh? If something sparks off any new ideas, then that's kind of helpful.
That's a bonus, yeah. Where was I going? I was going somewhere. Gone, I've lost
I was just thinking, so just off here you were saying, this is a new piece of kit, right?
Mm-hmm.
New, but they don't make it anymore.
No.
Roland of death. Sometimes Roland.
It's brand new.
Should we remind everyone, what is this called? It's the Roland Vocoder
VP03.
Essentially, it's a reissue, isn't it? Of an older piece of kit.
Yeah.
Where did you find this? Is this something that you've had to purchase in somewhere on the internet?
I think you can just get them online now, but maybe on eBay or like.
I'm pretty sure you can even get them at the Rock Shop or something like that. Like they've landed here now. They've been out for a little while. There's like, yep. I think there's three or four different ones. Like I said, there's like the famous Juno, which was probably sold quite well.
Yeah, I can't really find many of them around, but I did just order another one, like the Jupiter.
Oh, rad.
Or something, yeah. So
they'll probably talk to each other really nicely as well.
Yeah.
What does the Jupiter offer in combination with this?
I don't know if I'll sort of like you have to use them together, but you can link them up like with the MIDI, I guess, which is kind of cool. But I just like the old synths, and like it's kind of small, so you can just chuck it in your backpack.
Yeah, so great for touring and live stuff, and a lot more reliable. And it's nice to have those old synths, but they take a bit of a beating.
And they go out of tune like real easily.
Right. Hey, if we were to say to people, Vocoder, go listen to this song, what would you say? I'd say like Daft Punk or something, eh? What would you say?
Maybe Hancock, Sunshine.
Right on.
Go and listen to the album. It's a pretty good Vocoder album. What else?
Is Herbie Hancock inspired this particular material that you're sort of making at the moment, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, he'd always
he had inspired just about everything MIDI, right? He's like the boss.
He's inspired me from the beginning, I guess, like with heaps of different sounds there, but yeah, and just piano in general.
Yeah
he's one of the vocoder dudes. But what else? I don't know, there's heaps of stuff. Just Google vocoder and you come up with heaps of like good stuff to look into.
my shout out as well, John said earlier, is Black Moth Super Rainbow. When I heard Black Moth Super Rainbow, I was like, wow, those guys do vocoder really, really well. It's just super gnarly music and heavy vocoder. It is particularly great if you don't find your voice incredibly attractive.
So it's me,
you think? Yeah, John, it's your instrument, mate. You have to play the notes as well, though, which is kind of a shit.
Damn it.
Hey, Cody, did you say you might have another Silicon track, a brand new one as well?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I have another one. This is just another vocoder-y kind of one.
Sick.
So I just thought I'd play it. Okay. It's called Elevator. Okay. And it's another...
Exclusive.
Okay, see ya.